MMW and K4K mobile.
4MFW, you copy?
Bit light, but good copy. Just past the Fountain Inn exit on 385.
As I can see, 385 is clear all the way.
Ready to accept visitors?
Pretty much so. I still might wait, but we'll figure it out as we go.
Being not awake is a state of mind and or life for me, so I'm used to it.
You got that right.
These are supposed to be the golden years, but it feels more like lead.
Then where's all the money that goes with it?
This is pretty much how I see it. Doesn't look too different down here in Fountain Inn, but I guess it gets crazy a little farther up, huh?
It's all kind of new houses back to your left that didn't used to be there, you know, on old farmland.
Family used to live when I was tiny. And I mean young, I don't mean small, because I don't think they've ever been small. But anyway, the, you know, Harrison Bridge Road.
You lived for all of them in there, didn't you?
Yeah, did. We'd come down here to see him a lot. It was darn near paradise. I mean, it's real country, and it had been there for a long time, so everything was all in its place, like a garden.
No more, because they probably put 40,000 houses on the property.
Me a go-kart, but I don't have anything to carry it home with.
Good, harass the neighbors.
I don't think it would be more of a, wow, I can see the mountains. I'm right here in Georgia Road. I haven't seen it this clear up here in a long time. I can see the Blue Ridges. Anyway, the golf carts, I think it would be more of joining my neighbors than it would be harassing them, because about every sixth or seventh vehicle going down the road is an electric golf cart.
Get used to it. That's going to be the thing of the future.
Hard to drive into, you know, like Atlanta in a golf cart. You're in a dry spot.
Just think back when your grandparents were riding horses, and the horseless carriage came off the hill of the first car.
I have 215 horses in the front of my carriage, and then four horses. It is building.
Oh, sir. It's a town.
It's Hillcrest High School. And so, sure is a lot of power lines back and forth. It's like they got 12 phase running everywhere.
Hillcrest, that you're looking at, too. That's 10 years.
In the road, I didn't really get to see what was changed about it. It looked like a lot of tin roof.
Twice the size that you saw last time you were here. It's huge.
That's the whole story of Greenville, I would think.
Baby Atlanta.
In both places, I'm sorry to hear that. Something to tell John when I get back.
Yeah, oh yeah. Some of his places are still here.
Capacitor plant still there?
They don't make capacitors. They make plastic bags.
Do what?
by, could be one of the bags that they made there.
Put a bastard somewhere, because I bought some the other day. I just thought that was the building.
You're talking about sealed air over there, right?
Negative, key map.
Excuse, I forgot about that. I believe they still do, and some other stuff along with them.
And all these changes are ruffling my feathers.
Here is over there on here, on the right-hand side, before you get into Malden there.
I knew they were here somewhere, but didn't know where exactly. I hope I'm not making these guys angry. I am trying to do the speed limit, and it looks like everybody's trying to double it.
Soji is a NASCAR racetrack.
Mobile 1, Butler Road, 1.75 miles. If it were about an hour or two later, I'd just say, I'll catch you at Cabela's.
Yeah, it'll be on your left-hand side when you come across all the bridges.
I think the exit before that, maybe exit and a half before that, however you say it, but, there's Butler Road, and then I think that's where it is. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's Woodruff. I don't remember. But anyway, I know where it is. I just can't tell you the name of the street.
If it's the Woodruff Road exit, wind around to get to the front door.
When Alec and I came up here to talk to his PI buddy, it took us 20 minutes just to get off the exit, turn right, get in the parking lot. I mean, it was jam-packed way back then.
That's the problem with the Woodruff Road. It's full, and you don't need to be over there if you don't need to be.
About 8 lanes just on the exit.
It's like Lawrence Road used to be, years ago. Went ahead, all the shopping centers over there. That's what happened to Woodruff Road.
All I can say is, let me find a place out in the National Forest, Sumter National Forest. That's where I'm going to head to. It's not without its problems. If you have a heart attack or, heaven forbid, your house catches on fire, you got serious problems.
Yeah, you need a helicopter to get in there to you.
Just passing under Woodruff Road. I am. I would be lost, and I mean, all I can see is concrete.
Put your eyes on the sign and follow the 385 to downtown Greenville.
Then once you start moving, everything changes again. green in front of you. That's, sorry, that just doesn't happen in Columbia.
Turn on a rope mountain extension. There's a lot of construction going on there. They're fixing to widen that road.
It had been done 30 years ago. I am at Pelham Road now, but stopped.
Red light a hole forever.
Could be in Columbia. But fair, Columbia's arranged in that horse and buggy grid, you know. Everything's left and right angles, 90-degree angles on all the streets, and that is extremely difficult to program.
Our newest thing is called roundabouts. We got a whole bunch of those over down toward Alden and Easley area.
Well, you're not telling me traffic circles, are you?
Headed over toward Chris's house. I have to go through two of them to get to his house.
From the sign says, welcome to NASCAR, right?
If you want to do a one-wheel burnout all the way around.
NK4K in the camper zone.